Weapons of mass discussion.
30 seconds.
Well, actually, he forgot Poland.
Tonight, microphone failures and other adventures.
They plague studios all over the world.
Oh, man. Wait for the jump. Okay, here we go. Now we can talk. All right. The politics of apathy. 2008 election year. 2008.
Things you need to know about. Things you don't care about.
We're going to specifically talk about Barack Obama, Al Franken, comedian.
What about Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Yeah, we can touch on that. Also, North Korea's disarmament.
Is Iran next? Or will they bomb North Korea for being pansy?
Also, Iranian level of involvement in Iraq. And,
random things in this sound clip.
Yeah.
What is that?
I really don't know.
Let's talk about the first thing we should talk about on our list, which is what happened to the pop screens on these microphones? They're gone. They're here 1 week, they're gone the next.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Because they were here last week.
We hid them, but then somebody found them and put them on, and now they're completely gone. They're not to be found.
That's bizarre. It really is. And I'll tell you what. Last week, there were some sunglasses in the studio. They were driving me nuts.
They're still here.
They're still here.
Sunglasses. We should give them away.
No, I don't think so. Because they might be very important to somebody. I don't
know.
Why
would they leave them in the studio?
Well, I don't know.
They're not very good-looking sunglasses.
Maybe they like to be cool. They're
the
cool
DJ. They
got
like this gold rim, and they're like thick, like they're trying to be cool. Yeah, maybe they wear them while they're on their show.
It's possible.
That's pretty stupid. We can't say that.
Well, no, we can't. No. Well, yes. Anyway.
You don't have to.
All these things coming up, this is where we would play filler material, except we don't have any this week, so we're just going to keep talking.
We can take your calls here in the studio.
Actually, yes.
We have a discussion.
We were actually going to take it at the bottom of the hour at 9:30, but it's already 5 minutes before that. So we're going to take it at, let's say, quarter of.
Yeah, we'll take calls. We'll start taking calls at 9:45. You can call in and get in line.
Yeah.
Start beating everybody
if
you want.
Well, I guess. You're just going to sit there and not be able to say anything.
Yeah. You can just sit there on the phone. If you have nothing better to do.
I guess. That's a distinct possibility.
You probably want to know the number, though. They probably want to know the number.
Yeah, they do. And they'll find that out in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
We shouldn't tell them the number now.
Oh. I tell you what? 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
We have a clock right here in front of us that's ticking down. We can watch.
Yeah. It's like 24, except, you know, that's it.
Yeah, there's no beeping sound, and the clock doesn't stop.
No. And no one, you know, there's no
Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Speaking of, are they ending that show soon?
Really?
Are they?
I don't think so.
I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, you've never seen it.
I've saw one episode.
Oh, well, you should watch the rest of it.
I could.
See, I never really got into the show, and
then you did.
Yeah, and then I did. It was pretty. It wasn't a very good narrative, but narrative, as they call it in the film department, from my film classes, I've gotten that word stuck in my head. Yeah, I don't say story. I say
narrative.
I don't know. It sounds better.
It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. Well,
you can't win them all.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this upcoming election.
Well,
let's talk about it.
All right.
Who we got? We got Hillary Clinton. Come on.
Well,
she's a woman. I respect that she's running. Then she's a woman. I think that's what's going to give her a lot of votes. Is women are going to be like, yeah, a woman president, and they're going to try to vote for her.
I like the idea of that. You know. But I'm not the biggest fan of her.
Neither am I.
Political stances, I should say. Mm-mm. But you know, whatever.
A lot
can change. Barack Obama, we had on the list to talk about specifically. Because he just announced that he's actually going to run for president instead of have an exploratory committee. He moved out of the exploratory committee phase.
What the heck is an exploratory committee?
Well, to see if you know. It wouldn't be a complete waste of your time to say that you're running for president. Now, smaller parties, non-Republican, non-Democrat, they, I guess, I mean, maybe they have exploratory committees, but What's that?
Is he a Democrat?
Barack Obama?
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. So him and Hillary button heads.
And I've also heard Al Gore might be making a comeback.
Is he going to make a movie about it first?
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Deny global warming all you like in the midst of a winter storm. But
it's freezing. Speaking of winter storms.
It is freezing out there. People trying to dig their cars out of here at Messiah College campus.
With golf clubs and other...
Golf clubs. I did see that the other day. Golf clubs. Not
tire
one,
irons.
But two. A tire
just
iron the other day.
Just about anything but a shovel.
Pretty much.
I saw some
cardboard laying around there. So maybe, I don't know how car... I mean, maybe you could condense
that. That's
what
happens when you plow a parking lot full of cars.
Yeah, well... And then the plow goes by, and then, you know, of course, there's that much more to dig out.
And then it all freezes. See, if it was just normal snow, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But it had to go freeze on us and be... You can't win them all.
That stuff hurts. I'll tell you what. If you have the option to fall, slip and fall, and then, you know, go into one of those banks because you think, oh, this was just snow. Well, no, it's not.
It's ice.
It's ice.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Like hitting concrete.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You would know.
Yes, I would. I did just that the other day, evening.
Now, if you really want to find somebody to blame for all this, I think you should blame President Bush.
For the snowstorms or for... election in 2008.
For the snowstorm.
Okay, I was going to say, because he should run a third term, I think.
He could come up with a good reason why, I think.
I don't know about legally, you know, to allow that.
He could use a Patriot Act or something, right, maybe to get in there.
Well, I don't think that would give him...
Oh, no.
I don't think they could get the numbers to where he could be a viable candidate.
No, but I don't think anybody would vote for him anyway, even if he did run.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's terrible. Look at his approval rating. It's like, what, 31%?
You could say the same thing for 2004, though, because the Iraq War had already been going on for some time at that point. A year or something. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years.
But it was a choice between him and John Kerry.
Well, true, but John Kerry was ready and reporting for duty. I think I have that clip somewhere. Well, maybe I don't have it here, but we'll get that for you at a break or something like that. Yeah, last election, 2004 was more of a lesser of two evils. I don't know. You could kind of tell that. I don't know. Like, I heard kind of a...
That was a weird noise.
Yeah, it was.
The studio's falling apart on us.
Is your mic high?
I don't know.
I don't want it to be...
That's good. That sounds fine.
Really?
You don't know that. Whatever.
Okay.
It looks... We're watching the meters here, and they're moving.
Yeah, they're moving. They're moving all around. Really,
yeah.
They are.
It's unpredictable. Like the weather.
Yeah, and politics.
And well, politics. Who are Republican runners?
Runners?
Yeah, we got McCain, right?
I don't think officially.
No.
I don't think officially.
No.
He's in everyone's minds, of course.
Yeah.
And he'll probably...
I don't know if I really like him.
Really?
Yeah, someone who generally follows the Republicans. I don't know if I really like... when he talks, it's just kind of annoying. He seems kind of annoying.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't sound as stupid like George Bush does, but he sounds annoying. I wish we had a clip.
Of?
McCain?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's been on Saturday Night Live plenty. Mm. You know, he might even...
I don't know what that
was. There's that ringing again.
Yeah. Just turn the computer off.
That's not really going to do anything, but feel free to try. Yeah, he's been on Saturday Night Live a bunch of times.
Oh, it's the computer in the corner.
Oh.
EM net receiver error, whatever.
Oh.
It's got all these emergency messages on it from the snowstorm.
Is that an emergency message, or is that just an error?
No, it doesn't look like it. The last one's from Friday. We don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Not our job.
All right.
We don't get paid to do that.
I don't think we get paid at all. Yeah. And that's why we're here on the radio.
Think we should pay politicians more?
Yes, I think they should get $3 million for every, let's say, 10 seconds of floor time they have in the Senate.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, except mayors, you know, they wouldn't get a lot of money at all, really.
Why not?
So it would balance itself out, you know.
Where would that $3 million
I just came up with that. That didn't...
I don't think any of their time is worth $3 million.
Really?
For 10 seconds? What is
have you heard of the Super Bowl?
But that's different. People actually value that.
Oh, really? Yes, I value...
Nobody values their politics.
I value getting bombarded with Snickers advertisements and the controversy
that
follows.
And mostly Coke and cars. That's what most of the advertisers were. I wasn't a big fan of any of the commercials.
Yeah, I have to say, wasn't the Office Linebacker series of commercials, that was from
Terry
the Super Bowl,
Tate?
Wasn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
Terry
those
Tate.
Were the best.
Yeah. How long... When was that?
That was a couple... That was like...
A while
two
ago.
Or 3 years ago.
Okay.
That takes me back. I feel old. I feel old.
Really?
Yeah. I feel old.
Well, I think everybody feels old. It's just a question of how old do they feel. So that's
I feel about 22.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably pretty good.
Sure. I'll tell you what. I was going to save this for later on, but I just can't help... I gotta tell everybody.
What is
this.
It? What is it?
This is I don't know where it is in the packet you have.
I have one. Oh, I
yeah,
have
you
a
do.
Too.
You do. You're
I
not
haven't even looked at this.
Okay. Well, you don't have to, but
I could.
It's after the Iranian, I think, article, which is something we'll get to, of course, later on. That's a big thing as of recently. But
are these
anyway,
collated?
Yes, they should be.
Is
they
this,
might not be stapled correctly.
I have the right one.
Okay.
Oh yeah. We definitely have to talk about this.
I have to tell everybody about this. Article name is, and this will kind of give you the gist of it, though maybe not because, you know, liberal bias in news. Anyway, new ice cream named for Stephen Colbert. They're naming an ice cream after Stephen Colbert.
Ben and Jerry is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll probably be good.
I don't think that's very fair, and I'll tell you why.
Why not?
Because they haven't given credit where credit is due. Because Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly deserves that credit before Stephen Colbert. Stephen
Why?
Colbert, because Stephen Colbert is Bill O'Reilly.
Essentially.
And Bill O'Reilly is just that much better of an outstanding character that I think, and he came up with all that stuff first. Bill O'Reilly should get an ice cream named after him.
What would that be called?
I don't know.
Well, what's Steve's called?
It says
Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream.
Americone, yeah. I think the first... part of that title is the secondary part of the title.
It's vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and caramel.
It says here, the Vermont-based ice cream maker is known...
As Ben and Jerry's?
As Ben and Jerry's, and is also known for naming its flavors after people, such as Jerry Garcia, Wavy Gravy, and the band Fish. And I might say Fish Food is probably one of the best ones they have.
So good.
And... Colbert sees this as political bias.
Why?
And I agree.
Why is it political bias?
What?
Why is it political
bias? Because they're selecting certain people and not others. And that's not fair.
Well, what people are they selecting and not others? I mean, you just listed the people selected. What people haven't they selected that would help maybe tip the scales here, even today?
I would have to say Ann Coulter. They haven't picked Ann Coulter.
What if they could make an ice cream for George Bush, what would it be called?
Pretzels. I'm sorry, I had to.
Chocolate-covered pretzels?
He makes fun of it, too. Yeah. Or he did, after the whole incident.
Wouldn't that, but it would have been really like something for
chocolate
the history
covered
books
pretzels
if he died from that. There's a little asterisk after his name in the history books, choked on a pretzel.
That would be... Well, I have to say, that would be very funny and embarrassing.
It would be hilarious.
And sad. It would be sad, obviously.
Yeah, but it would just be... It would be the capstone. It would just be everything. A summation of everything of his career. The guy dies from
choking
on a pretzel.
That hurts. That's a bit unnecessary.
It's perfectly fitting.
George Bush has done more for the country than Ben and Jerry's.
Well, that's true, but I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
When was the last time you heard that Ben and Jerry's... You know, we're giving tax cuts and breaks and refunds to people. Never. Never.
They just sell them ice cream.
Yeah.
Good ice cream.
They're actually hurting America.
Why?
Because people get their money back from their taxes. What do? They go and spend it on Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
It's good ice cream.
So they're actually making it so that people get less money back from their taxes.
Because they spend it on ice cream.
Basically, yeah.
I don't even know where to start with that logic. I don't even know.
It's pure logic.
I don't
so if you
even
disagree
know
with it, then
go. We have a call. Should we take it?
It's up to you. It's
8 minutes before, but let's.
If we have dice,
I think you should screen it.
Screen it?
Yeah.
All right.
You screen
you
the call.
You keep talking.
Go
through the packet.
All right. I'll just flip through some pages.
All right.
We'll keep talking about Stephen Colbert's the line for his ice cream is the sweet taste of liberty in your mouth. That sounds like something Stephen Colbert would actually say. Oh my gosh! Now he's quoted as saying, "I'm not afraid to say it. Dessert has a well-known liberal agenda," Colbert said in a statement. "What I hope to do with this ice cream is bring back some balance, to bring some balance back to the freezer case." All right, we have a caller that we're taking right now.
We
Matt.
Do.
What's his name? Her name?
Why don't you ask
we'll put
the
him
caller?
On. We'll put him on. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Weapons of Mass Discussion. What's going on? Caller. Oh, it's on program two. Hold on.
Oh.
Caller, hi. How?
Hey. Hey, how are you?
Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
We're doing pretty good.
Wonderful. Hey, yeah. not much is up. I just I had a comment to make.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I heard that you were talking about tax cuts, that people were going to spend the extra cash on ice cream.
Of course, yeah.
Go ahead and disagree with you there.
Uh-oh. I don't know if we can allow that.
I'm going to say beef jerky is going to be
you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're going to get hit pretty hard with the tax cut. They're going to... I'd say this is a good time to...
Beef jerky.
Buy stock in beef jerky.
What kind?
Right,
like
now.
Hickory or the other... What's the other kind they have?
I really don't know.
Original?
I don't know. Whatever brand they have, you know, by the gas station cash register, probably.
Do you think beef jerky has a liberal agenda?
I'm pretty sure they do. They're coming up. You
it's
better
meat,
watch out
though.
For
wouldn't the liberals be against some kind of meat like that? Like the killing of animals for meat? I don't know.
I think everybody should outcry against
beef jerky.
This fanaticism.
Well, caller, what? Do you like ice cream?
Oh, of course I do.
What's your favorite ice cream?
We'll have to go with the Ben & Jerry's fish food.
Oh boy, here we go. Why? Do you like fish?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Oh, now that explains it. So do you listen to fish while you eat fish food?
Ouch. That's a good question, actually. That's a good question.
Done that.
Sometimes I like to eat the fish food after I've been listening to fish.
Oh, so it's like it's
sometimes
a frosting
on the cake. Sometimes I have the munchies after listening to that band.
I understand.
To get my drift.
Now okay. We understand where your tax income is going to.
I didn't know hippies had rituals, but
well,
I'm sorry. That's a joke.
I don't know. Are you familiar with Stephen Colbert?
I sure am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about him? I mean, he said...
Do you think he deserves an ice cream?
Named after him?
I think it depends entirely on the title of the ice cream. See, it's all in the clever title.
It's called the Americone Dream.
Because
Americone
it has, you know,
Dream?
Yeah. Waffle cone pieces.
It has
pieces.
Waffle cone in it.
Waffle cone in it.
Yeah.
It's not actually a waffle cone. There's waffle cone in the ice cream.
Right.
Yeah, it's fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and caramel.
My mind can't really get around that.
Okay.
So
really?
I have to go ahead and say they're going to flop.
I think it'll be a big thing at first, but then everybody's going to be like, you know what, this ice cream's not even that good.
I just think Bill O'Reilly, Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly, deserves an ice cream before Stephen Colbert. That's all I'm asking.
What about
Credit.
Jon Stewart? Doesn't he deserve
Credit.
An ice cream?
What?
Doesn't Jon Stewart deserve
no,
an ice
cream? No, he's a liberal puppet.
What would
on the far be? Left, and he's just doing what they want. Jon Stewart and Cindy Sheehan, they all go right together.
Oh. What would his ice cream be called, though? Jon Stewart's...
I don't know.
I can't even think. I'm not clever enough to think of something like that.
It's yeah, really I really... Yeah.
I'm really glad this phone thing worked out.
Yeah.
I think our caller...
I'll tell you what.
Well...
Oh, no,
there you go.
I've been racking my brain, too, and I was trying to think of, like, Stewart and Strawberry, like Stewart Berry.
Okay,
oh,
there
boy.
You go.
Ooh, and maybe mix, like, Daily in there because of the Daily Show.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Dairy.
Strawberry, Dairy. I don't even know. That's just impossible.
It's kind of ironic if you think about it because we're on the radio, yet we have no experience with pun generation.
Isn't that what the radio is supposed to be?
Or rhyming generate. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're a DJ,
think about it.
Is... Anyway.
All right, yeah. Well, I'll let you get back to your topic. Is that
well,
hand,
thank,
well
you,
thank you.
Hey,
thank
of
you
course.
For your call.
Spread
hey.
The word.
All right,
have fun with that fish food.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, then. All right, let's move on. I'm getting sick of this ice cream.
Okay, well, it's up to you.
It's delicious. It's making me hungry, though. I'm about to go out and buy. Oh, we have another call. I think we should screen it.
Okay.
You never know who
fair,
it is.
Fair enough.
Move on. So many topics here. So many topics. What? Let's look at Barack Obama's Iraq speech he gave the other day, and it's pretty. Well, he's a liberal, so You know how I probably feel about that. He doesn't oppose all wars, and he says that several times. But it's obvious that he opposes a dumb war and a rash war. A dumb war and a rash war. A war based not on reason but on passion. Not on principles but on politics, he says. Now, I think all war... He says he doesn't oppose all wars, but that's pretty much what all wars are, in a sense. They're not... They can all be classified as war-based. You can go
Can
ahead.
I jump back in? Yeah, this caller wants to talk about the internet and liberal agenda and how they mesh.
Let's put this caller on.
Okay, all right. Well, go ahead.
Caller, you're on the V.
Hi, I'd like to talk about the internets, please.
You'd like to talk about the internets? What's up with the internets?
Well, it's one of these newfangled things that liberals seem to be promoting on the TV set.
What are they promoting with the internet? What do you mean?
They're promoting the IP chains.
The IP chains?
I don't think I've heard of that.
You have to call the cable company, and then they come on and they give you an IP address, and they can track everything you do.
Everything? That would be. That's a liberal agenda right there.
Oh, it's clearly a liberal agenda. What, you know about that? Liberals, they like to track everything that you do.
Everything?
Oh, yeah. See here, with the IP chains, what they do is they track your cookie accounts on your Internet Explorers.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
I'm following you.
It basically becomes one of those things that you get on the Internet. And I heard, and I don't know if this is a rumor, but it's not a big truck.
I have actually heard the same rumor. In fact,
wait—is it true that the internet is actually a series of tubes?
Yeah, it's not just something you can dump something on. That the internet is complex.
And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
It's
and
a fact.
I was on just last week trying to get to my personal internet, but there was so much liberal agenda stuff.
It was coming into your internet? The liberal agenda was coming into your personal internet.
It's true. I got one of them Wi-Fi spots.
Yeah.
And basically, I connect with my laptop wirelessly.
Nice. So there's no cords coming anywhere.
Right, but then anyone can grab it. That's the problem, obviously.
And it's the liberals that are grabbing my internet.
And what are they? What agenda did they promote specifically? Was it like healthcare or...
I don't really know any specifics, because, see...
You just delete it.
I've only been on the internet for a few days, and it's really got me addicted to that Google thing.
Oh, Google. Well, we all love Google. What about YouTube?
YouTube is one of them newfangled Flash movie player things. It doesn't play on my i86 browser.
Oh, that's a terrible shame. You should upgrade. But if upgrading might be giving into the liberal agenda, though.
That's true. You gotta watch out for that.
You gotta make sure your mind is clean of such things.
That's the problem. Is I need to get out every once in a while outside of them trees and go up there and just kind of hang out and look at the deer, and then I go into the internet and I see that the Democrats, what they're really trying to do is spy on me and my IP chain.
What are they gonna take from you? You think they're gonna come down and arrest you eventually?
No, they just want my bandwidth.
They're stealing your bandwidth.
Your bandwidth?
What are
they trying to do with your bandwidth, or do you not know?
I don't know. If I knew, I could stop them. And, you know, that's keeping me away from that Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, the Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, I've heard about her.
She's one of them Democrats, and she just wants to steal my money, my IP chains.
Oh, well, you should stop her and when she tries to come in your door and internets.
Well, thank you, Lord, for the Second Amendment, because I have a big gun, and if anybody tried to take my internet in person, they'd see that.
Yeah, you'd take that out on them?
I'd take Rufus my doggy on them.
Rufus?
I think this is just another example of how cowardly their tactics are. They don't show up in person, they just steal it through the air, literally.
Yes, and that's one of them things that needs to be stopped, but I got that WEP encryption. Which is way better than that WPA stuff that the Republicans try to trick me to use.
How'd they do that?
Well, they said that WPA was the best. When I called Comcast, you know, they're owned by the Republicans. And they told me WPA, but then I looked on the internet, thank you, Google, and they said WEP is really the best.
Who sells WEP?
I don't even know now. They're one of them one of the newfangled objectivist groups, I heard.
Oh, no.
Really?
You know, I don't know if we want to want one of those around.
Oh, well, we should like the objectivists.
Why?
Well, they're one of them groups that sort of co-founded by Ayn Rand, but not really. Leonard Peikoff, he was really in charge of the objectivists after Ayn Rand passed away.
What'd she die from, smoking?
I believe she died of old age.
Oh.
You know what? She was definitely a proponent of safe IP chains.
So that couldn't be hijacked by liberal agendas.
Exactly. Now you got, you see, you two boys are really catching on.
Well, thanks to you. What's your name, caller?
My name is Leroy Schmeroy.
Leroy Schmeroy.
That's funny. I know a Leroy Jenkins.
Well, a lot of people know Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
Nobody really likes him.
No relation?
No.
All right.
You should look up Leroy Jenkins on your liberal hijacked internet.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do right now. I'm going to let you two get on to your weapons of mass discussion, and your just keep promoting that free IP chains, and I'm going to go here and, you know, sort of relax with my dog, Rufus.
All right, caller.
Well, enjoy. Leroy,
enjoy that, and thanks for calling.
Yeah,
no problem. Yay.
So you heard it first thing from Leroy. It's safe. The safe internets is everything. And it's not a big truck.
It's really a series of tubes.
And he's right.
Yeah. He is.
And I'd like to meet Rufus.
The dog?
Yeah, what kind of dog do you think it is? It's got to be like one of those like mangy, shaggy old dogs. With like the big floppy ears.
I don't know. I don't know what part of the dog would belong to, but... You said what kind of dog.
What kind of dog?
So, you know.
All right.
We don't really know.
Well, I was gonna get into Barack Obama, but whatever. I see a copy of the Swinging Bridge up there.
Yes, you do.
We got another caller. We're just off the air. Well, let's bring him on. Oh, you have to pick up the phone first. Hello, caller. You're on the V. What's happening? Hello.
Zach?
Hello, caller. You're on the V.
Hi, Zach.
You're live on the V, caller. Hey, who is this?
Zach, I love you!
Oh, we're loved. We have fans. Is that a gaggle? Is that
a
gaggle?
I want to marry you. I want to have your children.
Is that a gaggle of bimbos?
No, not bimbos.
Amazing.
What did you do in my life? Why did you break up with me?
Why did I break up with you? I never broke up with you.
You broke my heart.
I think we're having a little bit of controversy here.
Because I had your children.
Why'd you dump me? Because of my politics?
What? I love you.
Oh, well, that's good. I love you too, caller. All right.
Well,
move on.
Yeah, so thanks for that.
Occasionally we get a gaggle that calls in. We have a huge following.
Every once in a while we get these things.
It happens.
Liberals.
They just try and disrupt. Liberal hijacking of our
internet. We just had a caller talk about the Wi-Fi, and they steal the Wi-Fi, and they steal the airwaves, too.
Eventually they're going to start charging you for the airwaves.
Yeah.
And they're going to tax you. They're going to tax your Wi-Fi and your WEP.
It's true. They're trying to stop you, really.
Like, guys like Leroy are just going to rot because there's nothing they're going to be able to do. I didn't lower it. No, now it's lower.
Well, So there you have it.
Apparently, somebody wants to marry me and is mad that I dumped them.
Apparently,
I don't know who it is.
Really?
I'm
you have no idea.
I'm washing my hands of that.
Okay.
I have no idea.
You have to. They don't have a bathroom in the studio. You have to go outside.
Maybe later.
By the elevator.
Well, let's pick up that Swinging Bridge.
Okay.
I see it hanging there upside down, and I see that picture that they took on the D.C. Mall.
Yeah, and I was actually going to photocopy this so we could actually read it on a sheet of paper instead of anything that you have to fold into 16 different ways.
It's way oversized for one thing. I mean, if you're going to make a paper this big, like, make it more than 12 pages.
Well, I don't think the number of pages is the problem. I think the size is the problem.
It's huge.
Yeah. Just because it's as big as a normal newspaper.
It doesn't make it as good as a normal newspaper.
Yeah. Normal newspapers have that problem.
I don't know if I really like the color scheme. Well, maybe I'm getting a little
orange.
Too picky. It's like an orange-brown kind
of. I'm not really a fan, but...
It's not bad. I'm a big fan. I don't know. Did you see the social activism art? Now, I haven't seen this,
I haven't read all of it.
It's this lady who... What's her name? Oh, jeez. Kathy T.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
All right, we got another caller. Hold on. Hey, caller. Oh, jeez. Hey, caller, you're on the V. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the new budget being passed for last year and the Democrats putting all of their little specially funded projects in the budget?
Well, I'm not a big fan of any projects really specially funded
and
by
no
by
projects.
The government, so.
I think the thing you would object to is the fact that they're being slipped in. But, of course, that happens for both parties. I mean,
mm-hmm. What project in particular?
All of them.
All of them. I'm a man after my own heart, I believe. I'm not really a big...
Your mom!
I'm not really a big fan. We'll just shut them off. I'm not really a big fan of either of the projects of any... Usually they're a welfare project.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't... Well... I think the biggest name that comes to mind when we think of, you know, slipping things into bills and budgets
mm-hmm.
is Senator Ted Stevens from Alaska.
The bridge.
Yes, the bridge to nowhere. I think it went to, it was like 35, I don't know how big.
It was a small island,
I don't remember how much
it
cost.
It was,
no?
It was a small island.
No, I don't think so. But it was a bridge,
it was like
multi-million
a
dollar bridge. And it went to a town
with
of
like
less than 35 people, less than 50 people, something like that.
It cost a lot of money.
They already had roads in place, but the bridge...
It was obvious that he was just trying
over
to
Arctic tundra
get a lot of money
better.
For something
yeah.
that really was stupid.
And that clip we just played, the internet is not a big truck, it's a series of tubes. That is Senator Ted Stevens.
That's like his bridge. His bridge isn't...
He apparently doesn't know much about the internet yet. He is the head of the... You know, group in the Senate to make laws about the internet.
Uh huh.
So
that's sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he'll pass a law that says that the internet is not a big truck? That'll
no,
just be a law.
I don't think the wording is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Do
so.
Do you think maybe he passed a law that's like construct more tubes for the internet?
Well, certainly. That's what the
just,
whole.
What if it says
he's
that?
Working against the whole what you know. Bias people call the net neutrality
uh-huh.
laws
what
that they want to pass.
Explain that.
In other words, it's a response that companies should not make a two-tiered system. In other words, have one normal speed internet
uh-huh.
and one which would go super fast mm-hmm. for certain companies that basically pay the internet service provider off to provide those services.
Uh-huh.
And net neutrality is saying that you should not do that because it's unfair because...
Then you get all
you
the
could effectively turn all, you could effectively ban or block other websites also using the same kind of a thing. So that's what it's all about.
Those websites would have to pay
money
for their own personal
internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Your internets will get clogged with commercialization, as Ted Stevens would
say. Well, Ted Stevens thinks that happens already. That's what he's contending.
Because
that it's happening already.
He got an email once, but it took a few days to get to him from his staff.
Yeah. They didn't send an email, they sent an internet.
Actually sent a internet, a
yeah.
single internet entity. I wonder what that looks like. How you
what
that.
What the internet looks like?
Yeah,
I really don't know.
What are you messing with the?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
That's
I don't
auto pop blocker thing.
Yeah, I yeah. We'll find out if it works or not. I don't know what I'm doing
when
with
we
it.
Listen back. Anyway, well, obviously we're taking calls now. So
yep.
If you're on campus,
new
just
feature.
Give us a call 5351. That's the extension,
5351.
Uh-huh. And if you're off campus, it's just add a 796 in front of that, and you'll be all set.
Yep.
Always had some good callers. Our fan following called.
Yeah.
Obviously, a Democrat hater called, and then we had Leroy Jenkins, who was just...
No, that's Leroy.
No, sorry, Leroy Schmierloy.
Yeah,
whatever,
okay.
He had
something
a weird
like that,
name.
Yeah.
Some inbred name. We weren't quite sure what that was.
Ouch. You can't make that.
Where do you think he was from? Where do you think he was from?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say
and a slightly older gentleman.
Fife, Alabama, maybe.
Fife,
I don't know.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
it was certainly an off-campus call. So.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Interesting. Now, wow, there's a lot of stuff on here about Obama. People are going.
There
nuts.
Is a lot of stuff on here about Obama. Well, because
it'll be interesting to see how those news. Primaries go. I mean, if he can beat out Hillary Clinton for the. Election bid or whatever for
we'll see about that
because I mean
but obviously if people like Al Gore McCain actually jump in officially well Al Gore hasn't even said that he's even thinking about it but we'll find out mm-hmm. If you know something like that could change
warming.
The whole climate no pun intended of the elections so we still have a long way to go.
I think Al Gore would love to change the climate of the elections.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Al Franken who was. He was on Saturday Night Live for a number of years. If you watch the reruns anyway, if you're a student here, you'll hopefully remember him from there. And then he did a lot of stuff. He's a comedian, obviously. Mm-hmm. He had a talk show, the Al Franken Show. Actually, it was originally called the O. Franken Factor, just to
tick off O'Reilly.
Yeah, but O'Reilly didn't sue or anything, they just changed it to the Al Franken Show. He did that for a number of years, and now he's running for the Senate.
Why would you do something just to get sued?
What's
that?
Why
would you try to get sued? I don't understand.
Oh, he wasn't. Well, because they would win.
He couldn't sue him anyway.
They just wanted to get O'Reilly to
get all riled up. They wanted to watch. They wanted to watch him get mad and yell and into his little dance.
So I have
routine.
Al Franken actually made a speech, kind of like a long one, 15 minutes. But here's just a quick clip of his official announcement. I couldn't get Obama's. I know it's out there. I couldn't find it. On the YouTubes.
The internet.
Yeah. So, here's Al Franken's, an excerpt from Al Franken's announcement.
Hi, I'm Al Franken, and I'm running for the United States Senate here in
Minnesota.
It's got a
very original voice.
I'd like to talk to you about why
so
I'm running.
I know.
I'm not a typical politician. I've spent most of my career as a comedian. Minnesotans have a right to be skeptical about whether I'm ready for this challenge and to wonder how seriously I would take the responsibility that I'm asking you to give me.
That's premature. You can't say that. But anyway.
Is that it?
That's all we have. So that's
he
Al Franken.
Very
running
nasally.
For Senate. Oh, yeah, he's
like
great. Yeah.
He's got a congestion there. Maybe
he's
should get like
a unique voice.
He's got like a deviated septum or something.
That, what?
That's when your nose gets all clogged to like
permanently. Is that what it's called?
A deviated septum, yeah.
Okay.
It deviates.
Yeah.
Septum deviates.
Okay, because that's the currency in Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion.
Oh, jeez. Septum?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I haven't played that game very much, so I don't really... I couldn't tell you anything else. I just know that.
I'm sure some of our callers out there know more than we do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Especially about Al Franken. What's he running for?
Al Franken. He's running for the Senate.
Oh.
For Minnesota.
Oh, jeez.
Minnesota. Apparently
just
he grew up there. And,
he doesn't sound like he's from Minnesota.
Well,
I mean, his nasal.
He kind of moved.
I think his nasal
around a lot.
Disguises.
So he actually moved back to Minnesota specifically for the purpose of running. He said that if he ever considered running, he would move back to Minnesota, do his show from the Twin Cities there, and then eventually run. And that's what he did.
Well, what's up with all these like stars, these comedian Hollywood people do running for? Like politics.
You know, I don't know.
It's like the new, like, it's like a fad. It's a new thing.
A fad?
Yeah, like,
so,
yeah.
Okay, so let's list names, all right? You ready? Al Franken, potential, and Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
And what? Who else is on your list? No one? No one
more.
Else?
I got more.
Okay. I'm waiting. You should write it down so
Al
we have
Franken.
A... so we have, we already said that. You should write it down so we have proof that you...
Don't most of these Hollywood people try to get involved in politics, like, indirectly? Like, Angelina Jolie does all this stuff with, like,
but
the
how's
Red
that
Cross
politics?
Or whatever.
She's not running for Senate.
She states, like, her
that would
views,
be
kind of
cool.
And, like, just in Team America, they say it's our job to read in the newspapers and say what we think, which is just a newspaper idea. And
well,
I
think Angelina
the
Jolie,
Actors
that's
Guild,
different.
The Screen Actors Guild definitely has an agenda, I believe. And it's kind
I don't
of,
think so.
I think they have a bit of a political agenda going on over there.
I don't
they,
think
I
so.
I think it helps their image. They like that over there. The Hollywood's all about image. You can't deny
true.
That. So.
But, you know, saying, hey, there are people starving in Africa. Let's help them. You know, that's not... Yeah, it's an agenda, but... It's not in, like, you know, the way that people, like Bill O'Reilly, Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly says.
Papa Bear.
You know, liberal agenda or whatever. Oh, speaking of celebrities, speaking of especially, we talked about a little bit ago, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart.
Mm.
They respectively have The Colbert Report and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Well, coming up tomorrow night, 10 p.m., I want to say, on Fox News, is their own take on a satirical news comedy program. And it's terrible.
Oh, we saw that.
There are two clips up there on YouTube.
Gosh.
Go ahead and look for it yourself if you want to.
What's it called? Half-hour news?
Half-hour news hour.
It's so bad.
Yep. Just search for it on YouTube, Google video, whatever.
It's like the worst of the SNL weekend
news.
Well,
it's just not funny.
Put together. It's
they
terrible.
Don't have any real good known comedians working on it.
And there's just these two people on there you've never seen or heard of. They're not really funny. Their
no.
voice isn't funny.
I'll
like,
tell
they're
you
talking
what,
sarcastically.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's...
The guy who directs, I think, 24, is working on that program.
Oh, that's a real step down for
or
him.
Or did, because they only have two pilots, and I doubt it's going to get renewed. Although maybe for people who normally watch Fox News, and this is something you can call in about,
if you watch Fox News or CNN more so, which, you know, which one you prefer more, if you have an opinion, go ahead and call.
We know,
call.
We know James Earl Jones likes CNN, so that says a lot. That says a lot about
James
CNN.
Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he does a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. He does a lot of, like, voice stuff.
Yeah, a lot of voice stuff. Like, he did Star Wars, mm-hmm. and he also did some other things. Even better,
The Lion King,
even better than Star Wars. Lion King uh-huh. Is probably better than Star Wars, and this one, I think, is just
this
far
is one
better.
Of his best works. Play that.
Yeah, but it's very short. Mm-hmm. It's condensed. You have to...
But it's just chock full of
You have to be
James
a college
Jones.
Graduate to understand this.
At least.
This is CNN.
That's what we call hyperbole right there. We kind of set it up, and then it was stupid. So
we knocked ourselves down, set ourselves up, and knocked ourselves down.
But did we do that, like, down the stairs, or just, like, generally? Because there's a big difference. Like, if you get knocked down and you fall into, like, a pile of Legos, it's going to hurt.
You know, Legos do hurt. I used to step
yes,
on my Legos.
That hurts.
You get, like, the little, like round brick piece, like, imprinted into your foot. And sometimes, like, if you step
down
hard enough.
You mean from the
palm tree? I hated the palm trees. Those were like, pointy, right? And if you stepped on it hard enough, it would, like, stick to the bottom of your foot. It wouldn't, like penetrate the skin, but it would stick to it.
Yeah.
And you'd pick up your foot, and there'd just be, like, this Lego stuck there.
Yeah.
And it's
especially
not supposed
since
to be there.
The palm trees hurt.
Yeah, they're pointy.
Oh, that's what you just said, actually. I was going to say, palm trees are difficult because if you want to make an extra big palm tree, mm-hmm. you can take them apart, put them together again, mm-hmm. make a big one. It takes forever.
Yeah.
They don't want to pull apart.
Yeah, those pieces are really hard because they're supposed to, like, be flexible.
Especially if you have, like, two of them and you try to – you need, like, pliers.
Yeah.
But teach just kids how to use pliers.
They're supposed to be able to bend, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
Legos were complicated.
Complicated?
Yeah,
I wouldn't say complicated.
They were complicated. They're getting less complicated. They make, like, bigger pieces for them now, you know, to try to be all fancy and postmodern, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should write a thesis, like a doctoral thesis on Legos. And the problems with that mic.
I hate this mic. I really do.
They should write a thesis on the shift of Legos from modernism to postmodernism.
From modernism?
And how, what that teaches kids. As they
what,
play
what
with Legos.
What does it teach kids?
They play. Because they have all these, like, multicultural Legos now. And They got rid of, like, the space sets and everything. They still have the Star Wars sets.
Medieval ones. Oh, those are fun.
That's just Lucas being a genius.
Pirates.
I love the pirate ship.
Yeah.
The pirate ships were awesome. They were huge. The cannons.
Yep.
And he had, like, the typical... captain with the hook leg.
Did they do
wooden leg?
Ninja Mutant Turtles
did,
sets.
I don't remember. No, I don't think they did that.
They had
Legos.
Sets of some kind of toys like that. I don't remember.
No, they had
their own
toys, but they didn't have. I think we should screen this one. The last one was kind of a troll.
Fair enough.
We'll screen this one. Matt's gonna screen that. Right, afterwards, we're gonna move on to. A good topic. Matt's coming back in. Yeah? No? No?
They hung up.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Oh, they called back. Who is it? Hello. Matt's saying hello. He looks confused.
That was just strange.
What happened?
Okay, well, here's the story, folks. If you call into a radio station, here are some tips that you might want to follow. Okay. How to call into a radio station.
Oh, they're calling in
again.
Don't
call in right now. That's number one. Number two. You want to screen that?
Yeah, I'll screen.
All right, go ahead. You tripped over stuff. Chaos here in the studio. Chaos. Good luck trying to hear them. This stuff gets fed into there, so you can't really hear them very well. But anyway. Okay. So, when you call, have a name. It can be fake. We don't care. Just have a name. First names only. No last names. You can have one, just don't tell us what it is. Next, which is pretty simple, have something to say. Make sure what you have to say is not obscene or profane or anything else. Also, make sure what you have to say is not stupid. Just blurting out a series of words is not going to cut it.
All right. Well, let's see if this caller has met the rules. Hello, caller. You are live on the air.
He wants this caller wants.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You want to talk about the ethos of George Bush?
I would like to discuss ethos. Yes.
All right. Well, what are you discussing?
Well, please start a discussion.
You want me to start the discussion?
Yes, please. Subject is George Bush. Question of ethos.
All right. Well, George Bush, you see, has kind of he's a mixed bag when it comes to ethos. He doesn't have any really set ethos. He likes
right.
to play games and go back and forth with his ethos, really. When he talks, it's
like
it's
that?
I'm doing it on purpose. You know, he's trying to explain something, and he's talking like...
Those are what I would call exaggerations.
And I don't think he has an ethos, really. And if he did, it would be a terrible ethos. What do you think?
I question his ethos. I wouldn't go far as to discount his ethos entirely.
Uh-huh.
However, I see no evidence of ethos in the man.
Yeah, I would say he is ethos-less.
You just fell for the trap.
Topic of discussion, I'd like to hear your opinion on the Scientologist football team.
There's a Scientologist football team? I didn't even know about this.
That's
Scientologist.
That's a good one, though. Messiah College.
Messiah Colleges.
I thought you said Scientology. All right. They don't have a football team.
Yeah, neither one of those do.
No.
I don't think.
There's no Messiah College football team. Did you think there was?
That's a really poor record for the Messiah College football squad.
They don't even have a squad. So
zero.
The zeros across the board. They cannot win a game. That's how bad they are. I think they're underfunded.
Yes, well, after this discussion, I question your ethos as well.
Why do you question my ethos?
I do.
Why?
I don't think I'm getting a fair shake here.
What shake do you want? You want like a milkshake? I don't understand.
I'd like to move on to a third topic of discussion.
Go ahead.
What topic?
Kim Jong-il.
All right. You know what? I'm ready to talk about that. That's in our paperwork tonight.
It is.
It is.
Oh,
it's
yes, it is. The disarmament.
They have this the deal with Kim Jong-il. They got him to disarm, but he's not really... It's all temporary anyway. And I don't even trust the guy. Do you trust the guy? Do you trust Kim Jong-il and his ethos?
I have a hard time with Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
He's 4'3".
Yeah, he's so short, right?
His golf handicap is better than Tiger Woods'.
Really? Is that on record? I didn't know
Woods had a golf handicap. He's so good. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyone
can
have a
golf handicap.
It's
quite impressive. However, I'm not sure about his hairstyle his taste in movies.
He's kind of in the 80s still, it looks like.
Slightly ambiguous, if you will.
Ambiguous. That is
one
thing.
Well, that's all I have for tonight. Please have a nice weekend.
All right. Well, you know.
And mind your ethos.
We will, and you mind your ethos, sir, and work on it hard.
Okay, fair enough.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
It's a mixed bag of callers tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a mixed bag. But
I think he met the requirements I set out.
Yeah. What were your requirements? Just state those requirements again.
Don't call when we're talking about calling. Okay, he broke that, but...
Well, he might have not been listening. He might have ran to get
true.
The phone.
Yeah, that's
true. I'll give him the benefit of the
doubt. All right. Second... I don't remember how these are ordered, but basically, you have to have a name.
Mm-hmm.
You should give us a first name. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be yours. You can make one up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a last name. You can have one, just don't tell us what it is. And don't burst something out into the, you can't do that.
Yeah, you know, just say stupid
and,
things.
And obviously...
And don't yell into the phone. It's really annoying when you yell into the
mm-hmm.
phone. You have to kind of, keep a level tone of voice. But, you know, most people do that. Oh my gosh, I'm on air. I'm going to scream really loud. It's that, don't do that.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it. Then I'm just going to hit this yellow off button, and then you're not going to be on air anymore. And that's
so
gonna
this
be too
is
bad
the time for,
you.
For our station ID.
Uh-oh.
WVMM, Messiah College Radio.
I picked that one specifically because I like the way it sounded.
While,
yeah, we do. So we might as well do it.
So everybody listening, at least they know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
Right? So which one is that?
This is, as you might think from the file name, it's Thunder.
That has no bearing on any of our topics of discussion.
No,
you
it's just there for
mass discussion.
It's just there for drama. That's all it
That's
is.
That's George Bush. That's our favorite. Our favorite man right there.
Yep.
Now I feel like this guy's been in office forever. I mean, it's been a while, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it just feels so long that we've had this guy, and he's getting tired. Doesn't any? He kind of looks like he's getting
tired.
Tired. Like he's like, all right, I'm done with this president thing.
Oh.
All right, I'll screen that.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know if I would say tired, but certainly comfortable into his second term. Hopefully.
Right, hold on.
Oh, we have a caller. All right.
Hello, caller. You're on the V. What's happening?
Yeah, I've been looking through the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about Britney Spears. Apparently, she shaved her head.
I saw that. She went bald.
I did not hear about
it. She shaved her head completely. There's a video.
How could you not hear about it? It's on the Drudge Report. Everyone knows the Drudge Report.
I use the Dig.
Yeah, oh, please.
Personally.
Second rate these days.
Yeah, all right.
Fair
now,
enough.
Now, why did it say why Britney Spears shaved her head?
Oh, well, she's gone nutty, if you know what I mean. I mean, yeah.
Well, she did have a kid, didn't she, or something?
Did she what?
Have a kid. Didn't
a
she
kid?
Have a baby?
Yes, she has
oh,
a baby.
Oh, yeah, she's got like two kids or something. And they're all by that K-Fed person.
K-Fed? Kevin Federline.
Oh, okay, there you go. You broke it down for us.
Did Kevin shave his head, too?
I don't know, but I heard he's got great rat skills.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, he's terrible. Bald Britney Breakdown is the name of the thing on Drudge Report. Why did she did she just go nuts? And she's like,
there's another video where someone goes nuts and shaves their head, but
I don't know. Normally, this type of conversation is below my caliber of knowledge, but... You know, it was on the top of the Drudge Report, and I had to talk to somebody about it.
It's crazy that this good-looking woman, she at least used to be good-looking, and now she shaved her head. She's bald. You can't even tell if she's a woman or not.
Ouch.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it was just makeup and lighting, if you ask me.
So she really didn't shave her head. Oh, no, her looks, you're saying.
Where would you get that interpretation
from? I think this is, it's a breakdown, but I think it's like a desperate, like a publicity stunt for her. Now, like CNN and Fox
Negative
News are going to try to get her
stunt.
On, and they're going to be like, Britney, why did you shave her head? And she's going to have some ridiculous reason. And it's just going
to
be...
This is all a big stunt. I mean, when you got no more talent to sing or dance, what do? You shave your head.
Yeah, and then make everybody look at you and feel bad. It's
exactly. It's in the Constitution, I think.
Really? What amendment? Or what article?
Probably an amendment that will be passed by some sort of crazy person. I mean, it's probably not a law yet.
So within the next 2 years?
Come on.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're right. I mean, Brittany, I don't even know. Do you think maybe she'll start a fashion fad with this? Like, everybody will start shaving their head?
I hope not, because personally, I like women to have hair on their heads.
I think most people
do. And not everyone needs to be into that.
No, it's not necessary.
No, whatever. We're in 2007 now. You do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's postmodernism, right? Yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, I wouldn't call it postmodernism.
It's
progressive. It's just a progressive.
Yeah. She's progressively getting rid of her hair on her head.
Exactly. You use some shears, you cut your hair, and there you go. Now you're bald. You made a statement.
You think she'll keep it, or she'll let it grow out again?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask her. I'm just some dude calling into your show. I mean, I'm not a mind reader or anything.
Well,
right?
you should figure that out for us.
I don't know how I would. I mean,
Call her.
You're in central PA, and she's out there in big-time L.A., Hollywood, with all that
money.
Oh,
come on, big-time L.A.
The Beverly Hills and the deals with all sorts of advertising.
Hey,
you can
hunt deer in Hollywood. You can hunt deer in central PA.
Deals. He said deals.
I was talking about deer.
Huh.
Deer.
That's all I have.
It sounded a little bit like you said deer, but...
Yeah, there's some sort of thing going on with this conversation. I don't get. Okay, there's one more topic.
One more topic.
I would also like to talk about Gore and if he's running for president or not. What's the deal?
We mentioned that briefly, Matt.
Well, I don't think he's even admitting that he has like an exploratory committee.
No,
so I don't think he.
I don't
think there's anything official going on there at all.
No,
yet.
You don't.
Nope.
I mean, he's up for like the Nobel Prize or something.
That is
and
true.
And he's got that movie that got an Oscar nomination. Now, clearly, in my mind, the next step is run for president.
Well,
if
I guess
you have an Oscar nomination,
mm-hmm.
a Nobel Prize nomination.
Why are they giving him the Nobel Prize?
Well, then why isn't Papa Bear running? I mean, he's got a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize nomination himself.
No, he does?
He doesn't have an Oscar nod, though. I mean,
oh, okay,
that is better
than the Nobel Peace Prize. An Oscar? Come on.
Well,
it's part of the
no one escapes the factor.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
that's a good campaign
like the guy,
slogan right
but
there.
He's got that movie, and you know, everyone loves that movie.
Everybody loves the movie.
Very
it's
true.
One of those things. If you don't think global warming exists, you probably deny the Holocaust. I read that in the New York Times, you know.
Really?
So you would be on board with Aminajad over there in Iran.
Yeah, one of the New York Times columnists wrote that like last week. They said, if you think global warming's a myth, you probably denied the Holocaust as well. It's true. We've been compared to those people.
You know, I would be a professional, try to be a professional skeptic about global warming, but I don't think I would try to be a professional skeptic on whether or not the Holocaust happened.
Well, you know, it's one or the other these days. Yes. You believe it or you don't. You're in or you're out. That's how it goes.
You're right. Thanks, caller.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm gonna get going now.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
You know, and Al Gore, I'm trying to look up the credits here on Al Gore.
Yep.
And I don't, why is he, did he just narrate or did he actually, like, produce this piece?
It's basically based on the talks that he gives all around the world, or did give all around the world. I think he still is.
He's not even a scientist. What is he doing?
What's that?
He's not even a geologist. He's not, why is he doing this thing on global
warming? In all fairness, you don't need to be a scientist in order to tell people about scientific results.
True.
He'd be more of a science popularizer in that sense.
So he's trying to like get word out there.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all it really is. Yeah. Obviously, he didn't hold the cameras and everything because, you know, he's...
It would have been really, really bad production.
He's giving a speech in the film, so, you know, he can't be both giving the speech and filming him giving the speech at the same time. But, you know, it's based all on the talks he gives all around the world about global warming.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he did basically do all that work. It's not that just that he's narrating.
Well, so, I hope global warming wakes up and gets in gear again because that ice needs to melt.
Well, okay.
That's my
I was going to say, you don't want to... You don't pin Morgan Freeman down to if you're talking about penguins. So, you know.
Now, why isn't he getting a Nobel Peace Prize for that, right?
Because he just was the narrator.
Oh, well...
I hear that he rendered each cell by hand in that movie.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
That
would take a long time to
do. Yeah, because there were, you know, no computer-generated imagery in that movie at all. So.
At all?
No.
It was all real.
Yeah, that just kind of came out of my head, CGI. And then I realized that it wasn't a computer-generated movie. And that was kind of an insult to him. But yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think he'll get over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that last caller talked about, what did he talk about? Britney Spears. And Al Gore. Now, if Al, when's the last time a president lost an election, skipped
what?
He didn't skip anything, that's right. He didn't go for the, he lost an election against
Bush.
And then Kerry lost against Bush.
Right.
It's like he
that
skipped.
Is correct.
It's like he skipped. Why didn't he run
again?
Try to run. Like, why didn't they pick him? Why would they pick him
too
to
soon,
run
probably.
In 08 and not have picked him in
too 04? Soon, probably. A, too soon. B, I think he was doing a lot of those lectures that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. He was too busy.
Yeah.
He's too busy to be president. What does that say about being president?
What? No, he's too busy to campaign to be president.
All right.
So
too busy to raise all that money.
Personally, I think if Al Gore were to run, I think he'd be a far better candidate than many who are officially running at
Hillary
this point.
Hillary Clinton,
I'm not a real big fan of her. Mm-hmm. Barack is, you know, he's likable, but I don't know if he has
what if you had
a lot of experience
the next,
yet.
In 08, had Hillary Clinton as president with Barack Obama as her vice president and Al Gore somewhere on there, like on the environmental staff, somewhere in the cabinet.
There's an
environmental...
Well,
Wouldn't that be that'd be quite a combination?
That'd be yes.
That would be a knockout, I think.
Knockout.
Whether it's a good knockout, whether like I would want to be knocked out once that happened, I don't know, or whether they would just
I don't know.
I don't think I want to find out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if there's some like super artificial intelligence computer, we can plug those numbers in and figure out what would happen.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That's the only way I want to find out.
Well, but guess what? You'll find out in about 35 years.
That's when they're going
to
be able to do
that. It'd be kind of useless because you'll already know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So. Yeah.
Then we wouldn't have to bother to even really vote for them anymore. Be like, you're a piece. Anyway.
Anyway.
But that's the deal with Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Now, is he going to make a sequel to An Inconvenient Truth? Like, An Inconvenienter Truth or something?
No, I don't think
so. I thought there were rumors of a sequel.
No. That would make sense because that, as far as I understand, is pretty much a good quality conversion, keeps most of the stuff from his lecture, puts it into a film format, so there wouldn't be anything else to do, you know, put in there. So
he's not doing lectures anymore?
I'm not sure about that. No. He may be doing that, the lectures.
No, what's it now? The way the global warming theory here works is they're taking the numbers that they're reading now and the increases in temperature that they've seen around the globe, and they're projecting them. Like, as if it increases
at the
rate,
in
like 100 years,
right.
We're all going to be in... It's the world's going to be a Sahara Desert or something.
No, right? No, I don't think it's that. No. Like that.
It's going to be a tundra, the opposite?
No, but it's going to melt the polar ice caps, which in turn is going to
be
flood a lot of cities.
It'll be water world.
No.
No.
Unless you live in downtown New York City or something. Sure. But otherwise, you know, no. Yeah. If you live in Iowa, no problem at all.
You'd be all right.
Except, well, maybe.
Somewhere.
Overall.
It'd
but
somewhere of a higher
if you live
elevation.
Over on the coast, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty stinky to get all wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now, what would happen if it's like the other side says of the argument that this is normal. Like the warming, this is like a normal trend seen within
very normal in terms
geological
of human
history.
Behavior. But that's not necessarily a good thing.
Within like geological history, it's normal for this warming to occur. And it'll actually eventually get colder again.
That's what some say. But as far as
I
know,
I guess we'll just have to wait and see, right?
In peer-reviewed scientific journals, there's been no articles with that opinion in them published, which says something about
isn't there
credibility.
A trend? Isn't there,
I mean, if they're going to argue
trend?
Against global warming, then they're going to have to dispute its claims and the fact that they haven't done so to the satisfaction of any peer-reviewed scientific journal kind of says something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, because it's obvious that it's getting warmer. I mean, maybe not right now.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad outside. It was
well, it's
nice
in
out.
General getting warmer.
Yeah,
I mean,
in general.
We had a pretty warm December.
Mm-hmm. And last January was ridiculous. Last
January
it was incredibly warm.
Yep.
But then it got cold. It's like winter is like moving.
Yeah.
You know, into
eventually
more spring.
It's going to be
like kicking spring out.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to be just like June to August.
I wouldn't mind a shorter winter. I don't know. It'd be bad for the skiers, though. I bet our fish caller earlier was probably a big skier.
Probably, but
I mean,
you
if you like fish and fish food, you probably like to ski. I think it's just a package deal.
I guess so.
I wonder if he listens to fish on his iPod while eating fish food while skiing down a mountain.
I
wonder if he's
I guess
to do that. He probably
if you have an iPod,
he probably drives a Saab too.
That's too much conjecture for my...
Okay.
Yeah, but he probably does.
We'll move on.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, you'll have to take my word for it.
Yeah.
Just a half hour now, so we could take a break.
Bottom of the hour.
Bottom of the hour.
Or getting there.
About 4 minutes. Almost,
should we do some weather?
15.
For our local listeners.
Oh, we're supposed to do that for the station, right?
Yeah. So,
Weather.com.
Weather.com. Gonna refresh the page.
Right now it says 22 degrees and it feels like 10 degrees. What's the wind chill? The wind is ridiculous. That's what really gets you when you're out there.
Yeah, it really does.
It's the wind, you know.
Also, if you slip and fall, that gets you too.
That'll hurt.
All right, it's 29. Feels like, hey, guess what? 29 degrees.
Really? That's not too bad.
That's what it says.
It's still below freezing, but it doesn't, you know.
Visibility is 9 miles, so
you
can
see really far.
We can see farther than I'm going to walk.
which is good if you're trying to walk anywhere, generally.
True. No. No. Maybe. I don't know. All right.
It was just conjecture. And you don't have to take my word for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that for you.
All right,
I'll play
you're
it
gonna.
Right now. That's just to spite you, because I didn't play it when you wanted me to play it. All right, tonight, a low of 19, few snow showers.
Hopefully.
Tomorrow.
Wait, so what's a snow shower? What's the difference between snow and snow shower? Is there? Is there the snow showering on you? I don't understand. Anyway,
tomorrow, flurries. High of 26 degrees, and tomorrow night, a low of 13 degrees with flurry
chilly.
And can I say that again?
Flurries.
Flurries slash wind.
Quite windy, the website says.
Yeah.
Quite windy.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
I guess.
It's the wind. You know, I was really surprised with that snowstorm earlier in the week that there was no power outage. Usually when you get freezing rain
that's true. We've lost power all the time.
It really weighs down the power lines, and one of them ends up breaking.
But never then.
But it didn't happen.
I don't know.
I feel like one of the PA authorities actually did something right, which they obviously...
Yeah, by shutting down
the highway. My gosh. Now, I heard
backed
that...
Backed up for a day?
I heard that it was
maybe more.
It had a lot to do with the trucks. Because there's so many trucks on those roads.
That's what caused
it. Tractor trailers.
That's what caused the pileups.
They kept driving through the snow and they would just break down. And
term.
Then they couldn't plow and it just got worse.
Yeah.
So it's just sad.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be good for Harrisburg's business because all these people who are kind of get through Pennsylvania, Harrisburg for the last 5 days has been their last stop. They haven't been able to go any farther.
Sure.
So hopefully Harrisburg's doing a little well.
I think the union's like.
Season.
Bustling
you know,
with
I've,
activity.
I've seen some strangers around.
Really?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I don't think
they
let those on
am
campus.
Am I? And
but
they just
kind of
get on 15 and find Messiah College.
I guess.
It could be. We're having an immigration problem here in Messiah
College. At Messiah College? I don't think so.
Out-of-staters.
Out-of-staters.
Are coming in because of the shutdown highway.
True.
Well, that's that.
Okay.
What else?
Are you expecting me to do something?
Yeah, because, you're flipping through the
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm just
there.
Looking around. That's all I'm doing. I'm just looking.
I feel like most of our callers got a life. It's Saturday at 10:30.
So yeah, it is.
They're probably like, you know what? I'm going to go out.
Got another half hour. If we're going to be fair to our time slot, another 45 minutes ahead of us.
We won't.
Well, all right.
You might.
All right.
I only get paid till 11, though, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay. That's pretty...
That's fair.
That's pretty good. Okay. So, we haven't talked that much about Iranian involvement in Iraq.
We didn't even
that's
talk
one thing
about
that's
that
on
at
our
all.
Schedule.
Now, this sounds a lot like the rhetoric that we got with Iraq. They were involved in 9/11... intelligence telling us things, all that hoop-a-joop. It seems like we're getting the same paradigm here, but with a different flavor. This is all about Iran.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds that way. That does not necessarily equate to the fact that it's being made up.
Uh-huh.
But whether or not it's true, the way it's being used, yeah.
It sounds like...
Seems to match that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did do raids on these embassies or something like that in Iraq.
Yeah, they did.
And I'm surprised that didn't provoke Iran more.
Yeah, apparently it didn't. I mean, you would think that would be something you would want to grab a hold of.
You think Ahmadinejad would have been...
I think they're...
PO'd
I think they're waiting for us to screw things up royally and
try to provoke
something.
You never know.
Well...
That's a good question. Who's going to be, the first to strike? What's going to be the spark? Who's going to be the first?
Well,
is it going to be Iran? I don't think so. I think we should call his bluff.
Really?
I think he might be bluffing.
Who?
Ahmadinejad.
About what?
About attacking and trying to wipe out Israel. I think he's trying to get us to invade him.
Well, North Korea serves as a great example because if you're about to have a nuclear program, you're one of the axes of evil. But if you have nukes, then you can make a deal and get stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea, what do they get in exchange?
A lot of
food.
Aid, a lot of aid and money.
Yeah, aid.
Which, the last time we stopped giving him aid... What's vibrating over there?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
The last time we gave him aid, took it and I think he bought himself a bunch of cars. That's what I read.
is that on your liberal judge report?
It could be on liberal. Actually, judge reports anything from liberal.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
Judge reports quite the opposite. But yeah, he does have Mike Judge has a bit of a bias. Mike Judge, isn't that his name?
No,
that's the creator of
of Office Space and Beavis and Butthead and
what's
King of the Hill.
Matt Drudge. That's his name.
Drudge.
Drudge.
Judge. Difference there.
Matt Drudge.
Anyway, yeah.
And that's off topic. That doesn't matter.
True.
But I wonder if Iran really has anything to bring to the table if we started negotiations with them.
If we started negotiations.
Or if we had the five, what did they call it?
Axes of Evil. I just said that.
No, they had the five-party talks or whatever.
Five-country talks?
Five-party talks. That's what they call it. Yeah, it's basically five countries.
Summit?
Yeah, a summit, if you will.
A summit.
A summit.
No, they literally meet at the top of a mountain.
Really?
No.
That sounds boring.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. That would be very...
backpack all the way up to the top and then sit around a campfire and yell about foreign policy and then walk back down the other night. And, you know,
Cheney shoots somebody with a shotgun.
Oh, that's uncalled for. Cheney is a hero. But not just... He doesn't get any medals when it comes
understand.
To hunting, that's all.
Oh, that poor guy.
Okay, so just to open the phones again, let's get a couple call-in topics.
All right.
Specifically, if you have any stories you want to relate or experiences you want to relate or certainly frustrations you want to relate about the snowstorm,
Who couldn't?
Stuff that's happened locally, where you
especially here
like
on
to
campus,
hear it.
About getting your car plowed in.
Yep, and then trying to pick it out
with a golf club.
Yeah, tire iron.
I saw somebody with a bucket. They had like a trash bag.
Yeah,
I think they were shoveling the snow into there and then dumping it.
It was whatever works for you.
Very strange.
And and also we have on here, and it's optional. You can pick it up if you want or not. Big Bang Cosmology. We are going to have that as a call-in topic. And it can be a call-in topic if you want to talk about that. On the more interesting side, how that intersects with your faith. If it does, if you feel that it can't be justified, the two can be, put together.
Now, that's certainly a more interesting opinion than most,
but...
Question
if you have an opinion.
The Big Bang Theory, not the creationists, that obviously always have.
Oh, yeah, no.
The actual, not the science, but they have a different theory now.
It was more or less an attempt, not an attempt, but a revitalizing of the cyclical model.
Uh-huh.
Big Bang, collapse, uh-huh. Big Bang, except in this model, as far as I can tell, it's infinite both ways. Nothing ever starts, it just... expands, contracts, and just forever. But it's more complicated than that.
It sounds like...
But basically, there's matter, antimatter, uh-huh. Dark matter, I guess I should call it, and dark energy. And dark energy is the cosmological constant, which is pushing everything apart, basically.
Making everything go...
Causing everything farther. To expand. Mm-hmm. And this theory basically says that once everything is expanded as far as it possibly can... thanks to dark energy, that little area collapses, and then that becomes a Big Bang. Becomes its own little universe, because it's so far apart. And that's the model. And
that
then that those things collapse, and those things expand, and it just goes on forever. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
So that actually builds on the multi-universe theory.
Kind of, yeah. It's complicated, mm-hmm. But yeah. So it's a challenge to the Big Bang theory. But yeah, as you said, no.
And certainly a challenge to
religious
creationism.
What would be that? What?
Well, in the sense
the model we just talked about, or the Big Bang?
In a sense, because you would be saying that the universe, you'd have to imply
then
that God would be
infinitely old,
collapsing the universe and then expanding it again, or so on and so forth.
Sure, or he just set up. all the laws that cause it to act that way, which is the way people, you know, see gravity and everything else.
Now, I wonder if he has other universes that he messes with and sets up different laws and sees what happens. Just kind
well,
of like
we don't really
scientist.
Know. So, and that's part of the problem, because if there are other universes, we wouldn't necessarily be able to interact with them to observe them. So,
maybe,
but it would
maybe
be cool.
That's a good thing, because it would just be too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Because it might have different laws of physics.
And things like that. Well, I'm not sure what it's... Well, I think so. But I would have to get back to you on that.
Do that.
Okay. So that's a call-in topic if you want to touch on that. But also, especially the snowstorm stuff. Stories. How long did it take you to dig out your car or someone else's car?
I helped my brother dig out his wife's car today, and it was...
Yeah.
It was a task. I mean, we had an actual spade, like a shovel that you normally use for digging dirt.
Yeah.
We were using to dig ice? No, ice, basically.
Yeah. If you have an ice pick, that works best. Mm-hmm. But we have one of those at home.
We just dug around the whole car, and it took a while. Eventually, yeah. We had to push it out anyway.
Yep.
But it was not. Actually, they had an extreme case of what we saw here on campus with the cars getting plowed in.
Yep.
They had a plow come by on their street, but it left a gigantic mound right in front of them. But it actually came back and moved it for them. But it still left the car stuck.
Yeah.
But it cut a good 4 hours of
just
work off.
Just sitting in almost any room, dorm room, apartment in on campus, you could probably hear at any one time tires squealing trying to get a car out.
You could smell the rubber burning.
So, yeah, so that's an open topic as well. Open lines.
Everybody seems to be a little aggravated at the grounds for plowing them in. But that's, you know,
it's understandable, too, though, because they can't spend time on each individual car, mm-hmm. except for one,
and they have
which I saw got dug up by campus people.
Room.
But
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
I saw somebody actually call a...
I don't know who it was. But
like their own plow to come in and...
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Which was pretty aggressive, if you will. Is that mic still broken?
Yeah, I don't know what these things do.
That's just supposed to like help you bend the position.
This?
See how, like,
this thing?
I have mine pointed.
Yeah.
Like that, down, up.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's stupid. Now you have it bent.
Okay, this kind of works.
That's kind of counterproductive.
Yeah. I'll bend it the other way.
It's funny because you can hear.
Yep, I know.
The noise.
But it's so annoying. You have to do something about it.
All right.
Yeah, it kind of works. Kind of.
Well, let's take a break.
Oh, you want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll run the Automate for a little while.
All right.
And
then... Would you like a giraffe?
Oops. Welcome back. You are listening to WVMM 90.7 Grantham, Harrisburg. And you have been listening to, or if you haven't, I just screwed up my phrasing. But anyway, this is Weapons of Mass Discussion, emphasis on discussion. We take your calls, or did take your calls, for the first time this show, actually, and just generally discuss things. Talk show on the V. As far as I know, a historic first. And that's been about...
Talking about history.
History?
And historical things.
We were?
You just were. You said something
really?
About history.
Oh, historical first.
Were we talking about the phone line being historical first?
Yes.
I think it is. It's pretty pretty awesome, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
I don't have headphones anymore, though. So
that
I can't
sucks.
Even hear myself.
I mean,
I could sound like an idiot.
That
right
is
now.
Unfortunate. I am sorry.
Now, that one of the callers called and said something about Ayn Rand. Who is that?
I don't care.
The computer objects, apparently.
What did you say?
Hmm?
Was that the, I don't care.
Yeah,
I couldn't
that's
hear
exactly
it.
What it was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's why.
That's why.
Oh, it's going to be muted anyway.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
but
I'm
who,
sorry.
Who is Ayn Rand?
How'd you guess?
What?
How'd you know?
Know what?
How'd you know that the computer said that?
Ayn Rand?
No, I don't care.
I'm just getting a dial tone.
No, you can use that to hear what's going over.
Oh, I can't. Oh, now it's just doing that noise. The
yeah. Well, it's a kind of an... Oh,
no, because
oh,
I saw the file
up?
You clicked okay. on, and I put two and two together. I got
two
four.
And two equals five.
Almost four. In postmodernism, it does. Two and two does.
Oh, don't go off on postmodernism again.
It's true.
We will take your calls about anything and everything except postmodernism.
We don't talk about that here. We do. We talk about everything else, though.
Yes, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Especially Britney Spears shaving her head.
No, not that.
No, we don't talk about that anymore?
No.
That's ridiculous.
That was very much last episode?
Last hour. Last hour, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get the name of that guy, though.
Yeah, it wasn't...
He sounded like he was maybe from Boston, a little northeast.
I guess. You want to switch mics for a second?
Why?
Okay. Well,
okay, ready, go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now I have the good mic and he has the bad mic.
Oh, yeah. This one is all... that was
justice.
That was cheap.
Well, not really justice, actually. That was kind of unfair.
Social justice, maybe?
Don't go off on social justice. Don't do this.
No, well... I could.
You could.
I could.
We have 9 minutes.
I could go off a little bit on it.
9 minutes left.
I'm not a big fan of the idea
of justice.
I don't like the idea of justice. I like justice, but not in the sense egalitarianism. It's not really justice. It's this utopian idea of ultimate equality, and it's not possible. No, you're right. It's possible.
Uh-huh.
It's possible.
It's possible.
But how you have to ask yourself, how on earth are you going to get there? And by what means?
Helicopter.
Ideally.
Ideally.
Not a Black Hawk, though, because those crash a lot.
Really?
The military has some problems. Didn't you see
that movie? If you throw rocks at it.
Yeah. Apparently, you can just knock it down with anything.
Yeah.
Any old thing will take it out.
It's a little ridiculous,
Hawk
actually.
Helicopter.
Like, how about these sunglasses in the studio that are going
to
be here next week?
Throw those.
These are going to be here next week, I guarantee you. Don't put them on.
No, they're too small.
Oh, all right. Well, you could try.
Now.
Yeah.
If you want to call in for the last minute, we don't do shout-outs. Is one thing we don't do.
Well,
we're not a big. Well,
we did.
You did.
It didn't work out. Well, it kind of worked out because we didn't have the on-air capabilities we have now with the telephone. So I elaborated on some of the messages we received and received a lot more messages as a result. So. But that's not ever going to happen again.
Maybe some questionable ethos there.
Oh, I forgot to ask for. I'm going to change my wording so that it fits because I messed up what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say
kept
I forgot
going,
to
I don't
say.
Think anybody would have noticed.
It's true, but we need to buy time. Anyway, the request is a way that you can always get a hold of us
on AIM.
On AIM, AOL Instant Messenger.
It's been around forever. Get with it if you don't have it.
Yeah,
and I don't think I know anybody that doesn't.
I think it's missing a word.
What do you mean?
AOL Instant Messenger. Like every time I try and say it, I have to say I have to say America Online because otherwise I'm just like it's missing a word.
Doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
but you can IMS on that. What's the IM name? V-Request.
V-Requests.
Spell request.
Requests?
Yes. V-R-E-U.
Can I put it in a play?
U-E-S-T. Request.
Put it in a
S.
Play.
In a play?
In a sentence and in a play.
Can you put it in a play?
Yeah.
Can you put it in a book? Put it in a screenplay.
Okay. So, anyway, Mitch Hedberg jokes. Given without credit
God
here on the V.
God rest his soul. He died. He OD'd on heroin and something else.
Was it?
Yeah. I think he definitely OD'd. He was big on the drugs and he wasn't afraid
to say. He admitted it.
Yeah. He always joked about it, too. What was one of his lines? I love the FedEx guy because he's a drug dealer and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah, well.
For Mitch Hedberg, he probably definitely was.
Yeah, I would say so.
It killed him.
Oh, well.
That's a dark moment.
Sad.
Can't win them all. What were you playing? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, I was just setting up our off air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. Well,
off air only with 3 exclamation points next to it.
Yeah, it's got some cool... visualizations.
Windows Media Player is that?
That's a new version of Windows
is that
Media 11, Player.
12?
Well, I would tell you if there was a
help thing. Because every time I open it, it keeps
thing.
Asking me to update it, and I just click no.
It's not bad, actually. It's more like iTunes. It helps organize things a lot better.
It actually
anyway,
your folders and
version 11.0.5721.5145.
It's like Pi almost.
Product ID 5. Oh.
You probably don't want to read that out.
Not that it really matters.
It's like the guy who sold his Windows XP keys on eBay but had a picture of them so everybody could steal
the
serial numbers.
Kind of not the smartest. But see, you have an album art here. It kind of sets it. It organizes it better.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Ooh, we have Franz Ferdinand on here.
I don't know cool. what I feel about the, like, what's the point of the album art?
The point of the album art is, like this, is like this cool because everything thing. Is being
Yay.
Digitized, it didn't matter so much when you had an actual copy and you mm-hmm. ripped it, but it matters now since if you're going to buy it off iTunes or Rhapsody or whatever, or download it, if you're into that,
if
which
you have a
which
questionable
if you are,
ethos, you might be.
Ethos, okay. then the whole thing is if you're only going to have a digital copy of an album, that way you can have the album look
uh-huh.
attached
so
to that
like
album.
You feel like you still have it, especially when you download
especially,
it.
Especially, yeah.
You actually bought the album,
iTunes has the scroll thing, and it actually makes it look like...
I like the look of that. It looked like a jukebox.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's unnecessary at the same time. I
that's
guess
true.
I guess if all music is eventually digital in the sense that you don't even go to the store and buy a physical album,
right?
It would be it would
and
be
it's increasingly
feature.
Becoming
because
that.
Album art
that way
has been this thing that artists have always like
yeah.
Pink Floyd really like did really really creative things.
The White Album,
their album
that was
yeah.
amazing.
That was just all white.
Man. Yeah, that well that's because they wanted to do. I don't remember what it was they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't either.
Didn't
it just say the White Album?
And no, it was literally just white.
There was nothing else?
I think there was just the Beatles and then a series of numbers below
sounds
it.
Sounds racist.
anyway, this has been Weapons of Mass Discussion. We have 4 minutes left. If you'd like to call, you may do so.
You don't have to, though.
But you don't have to.
We're not gonna force you to call.
Right.
We've had some interesting...
We have had some interesting calls, and we didn't even take that many.
No, we didn't.
No.
We could have taken more, but, you know, had to limit ourselves.
Right. Let's do a liner card.
We're supposed to do those, too, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, we don't have
we're
to.
We're a talk show.
A
we
talk
don't have
show.
To do this, but...
We're supposed to talk about the cell phones for soldiers, though. We didn't say that. Are they still
you
doing
just
that
did
drive?
Say that.
I just said it, but they're still doing that drive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The V is doing this drive where they are... They're taking old, used cell phones that you don't want anymore, and they're sending them overseas to Iraq to soldiers so they can
mm-hmm.
use them to call home.
Right.
I don't know the technicalities involved with that, but that's what's happening, and I guess they're having a pretty good turnout right now.
Here's a good one. If you're local and listening, this will apply to you. Do you want to win a chance for you and 3 friends to go bowling on a night during the week? Neither do I. WVMM is giving away 4 passes to go bowling at ABC West Lanes in Mechanicsburg. But apparently you have to go during a weeknight. Oh, well. All you have to do is go onto WVMM's website, www.messiah.edu/WVMM, and click on giveaways. And you can register to win a Tuesday night.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Of bowling for you and 3 friends. Drawings will happen every Monday, even during school breaks. Be sure to stay tuned to the V for more great prize opportunities. Tuesday's not very good, not especially well known.
I like glow bowling a lot.
TV night.
Have you ever done that?
What's that?
Glow bowling. It's like you go bowling, but they have like all these like fancy lights and stuff. They turn off lights and they have like lights.
Glow in the dark stuff.
Like, it's kind of like you're partying, but you're bowling.
Like techno.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Especially around here, because the bowling places around here all serve alcohol, so all the locals come and drink and bowl, and it's
yeah.
pretty entertaining to watch.
Hmm.
Because some of them can be really drunk and still beat you at bowling.
As long as they don't hit other people with bowling balls. So, yeah.
I'm one of those where every once... I'm a decent bowler, but every once in a while I really mess up, and I end up tossing the bowling ball like 5 feet in the air, and it just sounds like it's going to smash right through the floor.
Yeah.
And then everybody looks at you and you feel awkward.
Yep. And so that's the conclusion of our program this week. Check us out next week. We'll have Christian Raves Part 3.
Oh, boy.
Technically. Part 2, really. Part 2.
M-Rave, right?
M-Rave. Coming up the 28th, I want to say, of this month.
I thought it was the 24th.
You know what?
28th is a Wednesday. 24th.
Yeah,
it's
you're
next
right.
next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Ah, awesome. M-Rave.
Oh, all right. Well,
it should be fantastic.
Yeah, and so we might not.
we might not
be here.
We could broadcast live from M-Rave.
You know what? That's a great idea.
That'd actually be pretty fun.
So anyway, next week, M-Rave, and possibly more of your calls, and possibly more
things that you would like to...
hopefully Leroy Schmierloy will call back. He was an interesting guy.
Yeah, he was.
I hope Rufus is doing all well.
All right. Well, it's 11 p.m.
You're not supposed to play... we're supposed to shut it off now?
Yeah. We're going to shut it off. That's what this thing's going to tell them. And that's why... I don't know why I'm telling them that. Good night. And don't forget that we want you, everybody, to remember... that you need to, every week, you need